Watch, Family of Mother Killed by Illegal, She Radiated Presence of God. By John Binder on March 26, 2019. The family and friends of Sonia Jones, a devout Christian mother of two and school teacher who was allegedly killed in a car crash caused by an illegal alien, mourned and remembered their loved one this week. As Breitbart News reported, 49-year-old Jones was allegedly killed by 16-year-old illegal alien Domingo Francisco Marcos from Guatemala, in a head-on, hit-and-run collision on March 18. The illegal alien had been previously released into the U.S. by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, after he crossed the southern border. In a gathering at Mobile, Alabama's Living Word Christian Center Kingdom Academy, where Jones was a teacher to young children, family members and friends released white and pink balloons into the sky in her honor. "She was one who just constantly radiated the presence of God," a friend of Jones's told NBC 15. After releasing the balloons into the sky, a ray of sunshine peeked through the clouds and a rainbow appeared. Family and friends called the moment a sign from Jones. "I felt like she came right over us and just said, 'It's all good,'" Jones's friend told NBC 15. "It was pretty symbolic of who Sonia Jones was." This week, Marcos was denied bond after prosecutors warned that if released from prison, the illegal alien would be deported to Guatemala, thus escaping the vehicular homicide charges against him. "The importance of making sure he doesn't get a bond is that he is here in Alabama facing these charges, being held accountable for them," Assistant District Attorney Keith Blackwood told the court. "If he's deported, then he'll be sent to Guatemala and we'll never see him again. He will not face these charges." The illegal alien's defense attorney painted the suspect as a victim as well, describing him as a kid who's scared out of his mind. According to federal immigration officials, Marcos entered the U.S. illegally through the southern border in Arizona 2 years ago. The illegal alien claimed asylum, was released from DHS custody, and never showed up to his court hearing, thus living illegally in Alabama. The illegal alien was denied asylum after failing to show up for his court date and was subsequently ordered deported. Like millions of other illegal aliens who are caught and released into the interior of the country by DHS, Marcos was not deported. Jones leaves behind her daughter, son, husband, parents, and four sisters, along with friends and colleagues. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.